It's 10 in the morning, shortly after the close of our last episode, as...
Officer Perry Mason. Oh, Jake, Mr. Mason's in conference in the law library, but you can tell me. Can tell me. Please tell me. I'm dying to hear if it worked. What'd he say? Did you give Mr. Aft a glass of water? Oh, yes, I'll tell him. Jake, wait a minute. Here's Perry now. Oh, already hung up.
Jacobson?
Yes, have you time for me to tell you?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Mr. Merriweather is making up his mind about a new codicil. This will.
Again?
Yes, also, did Jake see the district attorney?
Yes, and it's working, Perry. Mr. Rapp told Jake he's absolutely positive that Ed Beekman killed Weber. Then Jake said you made a reference to secret evidence which made a slight impression. Then Jake told him you were going on record as believing that Ed is innocent, which made more. When Jake left, Mr. Rapp was reaching for aspirin tablets. Oh, Perry.
Well, Lapp still has a case against Ed Beekman, you know.
Yes, but at least you've started at thinking.
Let's hope he thinks in the right direction.
There's no reason for him to suspect that Kate Beekman was in Gordy's apartment. No one saw her.
We don't think so.
Well, even if they did, Kate's undercover.
Yes, in your apartment. We'll have to move her.
Yes, where? And when?
To a good hideaway, and as soon as possible. There's one guy we can't forget for a minute. The man who did kill Weber. Mm. We'll start the ball rolling now. Phone Kate. See how she's getting along. And phone her mother, ask her to pack some clothes for Kate. Phone Paul Drake, ask him to come here immediately. And then make an appointment at the jail for me to see Ed.
Meanwhile, in the office of District Attorney Frederick Happ.
Yes, this is Mr. Happ. Has Lieutenant Halverson come in yet? Yes, you can take a message. I want to see him in my office immediately. Well? Who? What did they say with the... Oh, very well, send them in. And order me another box of aspirin. Well? You wanted to see me?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy
Mitchell, this is Mary Connolly.
We're going to be married.
What?
I mean, that's how we happen to be together. We're going to be married.
Well, she's saying she wouldn't be here without me, and I wouldn't come without her.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be very, very happy, and let me offer my congratulations. And now, suppose you tell me what you want.
Well, we think it's important, Mr. Rapp.
I know, too important to speak with one of my assistants. Well, I'm a very busy man, Mr. Mitchell.
It's about Mr. Weber, who got killed.
However, I'm always at the service of the public. Always. Sit down, my dear. Miss Connolly, is it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So you're going to be married, eh? Well, what do you know about the murder?
Well, we should have come in before now, Mr. Rapp.
If you've got information, why didn't you?
No, Jimmy.
You let me handle it, Marion.
I will not. He's just saying it, Mr. Rapp. I was the one who didn't want to tell.
So, you want to conceal information? That's a very serious matter.
Now, just a minute.
A criminal offense. Why did you want to hide information?
Well...
She just didn't want to hurt anybody.
Are you ready to give me this information now?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to tell you. I'm a porter in the Graydon Apartments. That's where Mr. Weber lived.
And I'm a waitress in the coffee shop downstairs.
Uh-huh. Did you know Mr. Weber?
Well, we knew who he was since he lived in the building and all, but we didn't know him to talk to.
I didn't want to talk to him.
Okay, Marion.
He spoke to me plenty of times, though.
What?
That isn't all. When I first started working in the coffee shop, he even... Well, I'm not going to talk about it, but...
Wait a minute. What did he do?
Now, just a minute, both of you. If you know something, tell it.
Yes, sir. Anyhow, Marion and I both work in the building, and we plan to get married, so... Well, naturally, I want to see Marion every chance I get.
I want to see you too, Jimmy.
Sometimes I come in the coffee shop, but there are always other people around. Especially Mac. He's the fry cook. Mac was sweet on Marion till I beat his dime.
Jimmy, you...
Anyhow, when Marion isn't busy in the coffee shop, and I got a few minutes, she'll come and meet me on one of the floors in the apartment building. We'll stand in the hall and talk. Well, the night Mr. Weber was killed, we were down the hall outside his apartment.
You see anybody go in or come out?
Well, yes, sir. That's what I'm going to tell you. We saw a man go in Weber's apartment.
When?
Oh, just a little before 10 o'clock.
You know Weber was killed just a little before 10?
Well, yes, sir, but I'm not making up the time, Mr. Raft. I remember because I had to go back on duty at 10.
This man, what did he look like?
Oh, he was around 45, 48, maybe.
Yeah.
Big, strong-looking guy. And he dressed nice. You know, blue suit, gray hat.
You remember that, do you?
Well, I had a reason to. He looked mad. Well, he walked like he was mad.
What?
You know, when a guy's mad, you can tell by the way he walks. Anyhow, he went to Weber's apartment. He knocked on the door, then went in. We never saw him come out.
Just a minute. Take a look at this picture.
Well, that isn't the guy.
You absolutely sure?
Sure.
Very good. This is not a photograph of the man you saw. I was merely checking the accuracy of your account.
But we know who he was. His picture's in the paper. Mr. Beekman.
You recognize him from his newspaper picture?
Well, he sure looks like the guy.
He was. Well, thank you very much. My secretary will prepare a statement for you to sign. Well, what are we waiting for?
We haven't told you all of it, Mr. Apt. There was a girl.
Girl? Where?
You saw her, too. She's the reason I didn't want to tell you. She looked like such a nice kid.
Never mind that.
Yes, sir. Anyway, we saw the girl before we saw Mr. Beekman. But Jimmy and I decided to tell you about Mr. Beekman first.
Miss.
I'm going to tell you. Well, just a few minutes before we saw Mr. Beekman, we saw a girl go into Mr. Weber's apartment.
Who?
I don't know.
Go on.
Well, she acted like she was, scared, kind of.
Scared? Afraid someone would see her?
I guess. She jumped when she saw us. Anyhow, she went to Mr. Weber's apartment and then went in.
How did she go in?
Well, through the door.
Did anyone open the door for her?
Yes, sir. Mr. Weber opened the door.
Yeah, I saw him, too.
Then what?
Nothing. But then in a few minutes, Mr. Beekman went inside.
Weber let Mr. Beekman in, of course.
No, sir.
But of course he did. It was Mr. Weber's apartment. So naturally, Mr. Weber admitted him.
But he didn't.
Now think carefully, miss.
You don't have to think carefully. Beekman let himself in.
Yeah, we'll leave that for now. Go on.
Well, a few minutes later, the girl, that same girl, came running out of the apartment.
You don't say.
Yeah, she ran like something was after her.
Oh, very interesting. Now tell me about this girl.
Well, she was good looking.
Indeed?
Yeah, real good looking. She had a, you know, a cute figure. Well, she wasn't as cute as Marion.
Thanks, Jimmy. She really was a beautiful girl, though.
Uh-huh. But now let's set the chronology, shall we?
You, what?
The sequence of events. The girl came to Weber's apartment. Weber admitted her, closed the door, right?
Yes, sir.
A few moments later, the man you recognize as Ed Beekman went to that apartment. He knocked, but apparently those inside were too preoccupied to hear him. At least, Weber didn't answer the door, so Beekman let himself in, right? And then, shortly thereafter, the girl ran out of the apartment. But Beekman stayed inside. Am I right? Well,
you got it, Mr. Rapp.
Now describe this girl to me. Just anything you happen to notice.
Well, she was awful pretty.
Anything else?
She had red hair. No, it was red as blazes. I never saw such...
What was that?
Red hair. She had red hair.
You're mistaken.
Jimmy's right. She did have red hair.
You're mistaken.
She is not.
Oh, but she is. Miss Connolly is mistaken or deliberately lying.
I'm telling you, mister, don't call her a liar.
Very well, my boy.
Huh?
I just had to be sure. Very, very sure. I'm sure. Or almost. Agnes, dig me up a picture of Kate Beekman. Immediately.
Well, even before Marion Connolly and Jimmy Mitchell see Kate's picture, you know the identity of the red-haired girl they saw enter Gordy's apartment. And now, well, you'll join us on Monday, won't you?